From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Deepak Bhatt, Senior Associate Editor for ACC.org. I'm filling in this week for Dr. Kim Eagle on Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. This week, I'm giving you a preview of some of the hottest trials at AHA 2018. Before getting into trials, I should at least mention that the new cholesterol guidelines will be released at the AHA. I'm not breaking any sort of embargo. This has already been publicly disclosed, and I think it's going to generate lots of discussion and excitement. The last version of the cholesterol guidelines sure did, so let's see what happens with this version. I'm really looking forward to reading them. Starting things off, as far as late-breaking trials, there's the VITAL trial that will be presented. That trial is examining two important questions. Does vitamin D provide any sort of benefit? And how about low-dose omega-3 fatty acids? Any benefit there? After VITAL, actually, I'll be presenting the results of the REDUCE-IT trial. And for those of you that tuned into this podcast hoping that I'll spill the beans, you're out of luck. I'm not going to say anything more about REDUCE-IT other than show up for the presentation. Also being presented at AHA 2018 is UTOPIA, a trial with ezetimibe. So some more data with ezetimibe. We already have the IMPROVE-IT trial. So I'm expecting, hoping that UTOPIA will further build on that evidence base. The economics analysis from Odyssey Outcome will be presented. I'm actually presenting that too, and I'm not going to say anything more about that. As it turns out, just in the past couple of weeks, the price of Evolucumab was announced to be dropped. So that's generated a lot of buzz in the world of PCSK9 inhibition. Other trials being presented at the AHA include the DECLARE trial. This is the outcome trial for dapagliflozin, an SGLT2 inhibitor. Prior trials have looked pretty good for SGLT2 inhibitors. Just a couple of days ago, canagliflozin was approved by the FDA for reduction in cardiovascular death, MI, or stroke. So we'll see how dapagliflozin fares. One distinguishing feature of this trial is that it includes a large percentage of diabetic patients that are so-called primary prevention, not just secondary prevention. So in particular, it'll be interesting to see how an SGLT2 inhibitor fares in lower-risk primary prevention patients versus just those with secondary prevention indications among patients with diabetes. The CERT trial is being presented. That'll be an important trial assessing the role of an anti-inflammatory agent, methotrexate, and to see whether it can prevent cardiovascular disease. We already know from the CANTOS trial that a very targeted approach to inflammation with canakinumab can reduce cardiovascular events. But what about a more blanket approach, such as with methotrexate? Well, come to AHA and you'll find out. The EMPA-HEART study will be presented. That's a smaller mechanistic study that is examining how SGLT2 inhibitors might impact myocardial function as assessed by MRI. I think between the large megatrial DECLARE and the more mechanistic study EMPA-HEART, perhaps we'll finally gain some understanding into exactly what the mechanisms of benefit of SGLT2 inhibitors might be. There's some trials pertaining to patients treated surgically as well. The long-term follow-up from the FREEDOM trial is going to be presented. That's a trial of diabetic patients with multivessel disease randomized to PCI or CABG, as you know, but this is a very long-term follow-up, so I'm really interested to see what that'll show. Another surgical trial is the REGROUP trial, examining endovascular harvest versus just an open surgical vein harvest to see how those two types of surgery fare among patients undergoing CABG. That's been a source of a lot of debate, what the right way to harvest vein is in terms of making sure the conduit isn't damaged, so very important for any of us that are caring for patients undergoing CABG. And the final trial I'll mention is the TICAB trial, looking at aspirin and ticagrelor in patients who've received bypass grafts. It's a question that's been out there for a while. What exactly might the role of dual antiplatelet therapy be in patients specifically who've had CABG? We've had some smaller studies and subgroup analyses from large clinical trials, but this is a dedicated study looking at that question again. So a bunch of really interesting trials. There are even more. For the sake of time, I've got to stop right now. But hopefully this gives you some sense of the excitement, some sense of the data that could be practice-changing that'll be presented at AHA. Lots of good clinical trial science. I hope you join me there. And if you can't come in person, well, then you've got us to listen to on acc.org. Thank you very much for listening to this week's Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from acc.org. All the topics I discussed today can be found on the American College of Cardiology's website, or at least we'll post them once the trials are actually reported. Please find us there or wherever you get your podcasts, and have a great week.